Welcome back, everybody. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. Matt Rothschild joins me today as a guest co-host. Join us, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Do you know someone who is a Trump voter? Are you a Trump voter who's experiencing a bit of buyer's remorse? Maybe it's over Epstein. Maybe it's over the utter lawlessness of it all. Maybe it's over the deployment of U.S. military to face off against citizens exercising their First Amendment rights in the street. Maybe it's all of the above. I want to hear from you. 855-752-4842. Of course, you can weigh on any of the veritable buffet of news stories this afternoon that are truly shocking in both breadth and depth of depravity, debasement, just complete failure to do what is right. And I just have to mention this, some of the reporting on what was communicated by Emil Bove and others in the Department of Justice related to Abrego Garcia is truly shocking. The whistleblower in this instance is the DOJ lawyer that actually said out loud in a court hearing that deporting Mr. Abrego Garcia was an administrative error, which the DOJ had already admitted in a pleading. He just said what they had already written in court. That ostensibly got him fired, or at least that's what he's alleging. And he has leaked emails and text messages that basically support the claims that Emil Bove, who was in a leadership position at the DOJ, had told people that we're going to say F you to the courts, and basically looked like they were approaching the line of lying, affirmatively lying to courts and or making up evidence entirely. It is shocking. None of this, of course, seems to bother Tom Homan one little bit. Can you imagine if it was you or someone you loved and Justice Department lawyers were like, yeah, just make up stuff about them, invent evidence, plant it, and now we'll just send them wherever we want to, because, of course, SCOTUS last week greased the skids for the Trump administration to send people to countries that they have never set foot in before without confirming that they will not be subject to torture or other terrible things like South Sudan. And of course, then Todd M. Lyons, acting director of U.S. Customs Enforcement, wrote in a memo to ICE workforce this past Wednesday that, of course, we could start immediately sending people to these alternative countries, some with only 6 hours of notice, making it nearly impossible for many to object to their deportation to some of the most dangerous places on the earth. Let's take a listen, Matt, and we're going to go back to the phones, 855-752-4842. That's 855-75-CIVIC. Let's take a listen to some Tom Homan showing us what leadership looks like at the Turning Point Action Conference. Let's start with cut two.
I wake up like a kid in a candy shop every day because I'm working for this guy. And, you know, every day is an adventure because I knew he's going to let us do what we do to not only secure the border, but remove millions of illegal aliens that Joe Biden led in this country.
Did we not get the cut of him talking in the very beginning of this speech? Because that's rich. Let's take cut three. This is still Tom Homan at Turning Point just this past weekend.
They got morons like this all over the country.
Just because there was a protest.
This guy wouldn't know us like the service nation. This guy ain't got the balls to be an ICE officer. He hasn't got the balls to be a Border Patrol agent. This guy lives in his mother's basement. The only thing that surprised me, you don't have purple hair and a nose ring. Get out of here, you loser. And hey.
Really?
And you're such a badass. Meet me off stage in 13 minutes and 50 seconds. I guarantee you, he sits down to pee.
You know, this is just old white guy, macho, heterosexual BS. And it's just, it's unbelievable from a high-ranking official in the U.S. government to be talking like that.
It's, well, and he began his remarks saying, I like to talk a lot of S-word and I'm a bad blank. I, like, this this is the guy? Is there nothing that is too debased? I guess we do know what it is for the MAGA base, and it might be the Epstein files, that it's the pedophilia. It's not the rabid mistreatment of humans without probable cause. It's none of that. And by the way, let's talk about probable cause. This is Tom Homan, in part response to that federal court ruling from last week, Wednesday, that I told you all about, where a federal court was basically like, you can't racially profile people. You can't stop people simply because they speak Spanish. That's a violation of constitutional rights. Let's take a listen, cut four.
Look, people need to understand, ICE officers and Border Patrol, they don't need probable cause to walk up somebody, briefly detain them, and question them. They just need this, so totality of the circumstances, right? They just got through the observation, you know, get articulable facts based on their location, their occupation, their physical appearance, their actions. Like a uniformed Border Patrol agent walks up to them at for instance, a Home Depot. And they got all these articulable facts, plus the person walks away or runs away. You know, agents are trained. What they need to detain somebody temporarily and question them. It's not probable cause, it's reasonable suspicion. We're trained on that. Every agent, every 6 months, gets Fourth Amendment training over and over again. These officers are really good at what they do. And if this judge is making a decision that's against what these officers are trained, what the law is based upon, then they're going to shut down operation. I think that's your end game. They want ICE to stop doing this. But if they base it on the rule of law, they're going to find out Border Patrol and ICE is doing exactly what they're going to do in accordance with law.
So,
suspicion includes physical appearance. Isn't that unbelievable? That's the essence of racial profile.
It's the very essence of racial profiling. 855-752-4842. And I just want to give everybody a little brief history lesson on where reasonable suspicion, how did we get to this place? There is an excellent episode of Throughline, which is a podcast from NPR that actually traces this. Reasonable suspicion and what has become basically the evisceration of the Fourth, Fifth, and Sixth Amendments began during Prohibition because you could put booze and cover it up and officers couldn't see it. So there was this and what is a car? Is it like you're moving home or is it public property? So there was this huge explosion of cases that explored the contours of the Fourth, Fifth, and Sixth Amendments. And over time, what you saw was the Supreme Court basically kind of twisting itself into pretzels. And if you line up Supreme Court jurisprudence from the last 25 years, you will find Supreme Court decisions that say things like, well, the person got off of the plane first, and that gave me a reasonable suspicion along with these facts. Another case will say, oh, they got off the plane in the middle of the plane, and that gave me reasonable suspicion. And another case says they got off at the end of the plane, and that gave me... It is basically any set of facts. Now, there is some exploration of that, but it has become so ad hoc that it has put whether or not your civil rights will be respected into the subjective judgment of each individual law enforcement agent out there at any point in time. If all they need is a reasonable suspicion and it can include, I don't know, your hair color, where you happen to be standing, are you walking into or out of a Home Depot? Do you look black or brown? Are you speaking a different language? I.e. identity characteristics. It means that who you are entitles a law enforcement officer to detain you, to stop you, to question you. And once that interaction begins, watch out. It means that these ideas that we can be free from the meddling of government, remember that when conservatives used to be very concerned about this, they're not anymore. And I have been when I learned about what a Terry stop was, what reasonable suspicion was in law school, I went, oh my goodness. Because it places, again, in each law enforcement officer, and my hats off and my deep reverential respect to those who execute those duties with the seriousness and the restraint that doing that job requires. But when you got guys walking around with masks on who won't identify themselves, and the fact that you don't want to talk with them is now a basis for reasonable suspicion, where are we? 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Mike from Muskoda, say hello to Matt. What you got for us this afternoon?
Well, I appreciate the dialogue with you guys. I always do. And I don't see anybody having any objections to a mask with the Black Lives Matters and the riots that went on in Los Angeles and elsewhere. Do you know what I mean? You just this was self-induced. The Biden administration brought this to us, and we're trying to correct it. What about the 300,000 children that are missing? Bring that up. Talk about that once.
What 300,000 children that are missing? Are you just talking about during, the missing children?
During this whole duration, when Biden let everybody in, 18 million people, who knows?
So you're saying that it's the immigrants that are responsible for the 300 missing children, is that correct?
Well, they invited everybody in all over the world. Who knows who was here? Do you?
Mike from Muskoday, first of all, thanks for the call. But also, let's just talk a little bit. I mean, aren't you concerned about your own Fourth Amendment rights? Aren't you concerned that, you know, the government really doesn't have a lot of respect for your right to privacy? Does that concern you at all?
When did they?
Well, but they're supposed to. It's in the Bill of Rights right
you
there.
You would agree that that is a huge deal when we talk about if we have objections to our government, if we want to speak out and criticize our government, that our rights to privacy, the right to be left alone, is central to any democracy, small d, right?
What about our rights when we were forced to take a vaccine that wasn't even one, or we'd lose our job?
You weren't forced to. You were not forced to take. Listen, you were not forced to take a vaccine, and I agree with you that economic coercion, the threat of a job loss, but as
I mean, the only people who were threatened to lose their job were members of the military. And members of the military have to take a lot of shots. And, you know, I didn't hear a lot of screaming and yelling when it wasn't a shot about COVID. So, you know, we can talk about what happened with Joe Biden till the cows come home. But we're right here in a new administration with Donald Trump. And Donald Trump and his people, especially Holman here, just acting like Joe Tough Guy, you know, they're trying to take our rights away. And the U.S. Supreme Court's letting them do it. And we'll be back taking more of your calls. Thanks again, Mike from Muskoday. You're listening to the Maggie Dawn Show. I'm Matt Rothschild, right here with Maggie, and we'll both be right back.